You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this rant is inspired by Black Ram 313 and Brother Oheen in a podcast that they recently did titled Why Kevin Samuels' Message Needs to Die with Him. Now, when you look at that title, you could be taken aback. However, what the message is that they relay in that particular podcast and Black Ram's video is actually 100% accurate. Kevin Samuels was a messenger of hope to try to get the Black community to finally get its shit together and get on one accord. However, let me go ahead and talk about a certain yet very sick mentality that is all too pervasive in the Black community when it comes to Black men. Black men who date or marry non-Black women somehow get their quote-unquote Black card revoked and are told you should not talk about topics in the community. Yeah, that is very, very sick. Just because you date or marry a non-Black woman does not mean you stop being a Black man. And yes, even as a Black man that is married to a non-Black woman, you're still going to be affected by things that happen within the Black community. So if you're a Black man that participates in this tomfoolery, you need to stop. Now, I'm going to reiterate, the message of hope is all but done within the Black community. Now let's go ahead and take a trip back in time, shall we, to show you that all attempts of unifying the Black community have failed. Now let's start with the Stop the Violence movement. Stop the Violence movement was created in 1988. Yeah, back when I was in middle school. Self-destruction is the only single by the Stop the Violence movement formed by American rapper KRS-One in 1988 in response to violence in the hip-hop and African-American communities. So, we've already established that even so far as 1988, there was always a violent element within the Black community. After a young man was killed at a 1988 Boogie Down Productions and Public Enemy show, KRS-One formed the Stop the Violence movement in hopes of encouraging the hip-hop community to end violence being committed among themselves. Further inspired by the recent murder of fellow Boogie Down Productions founding member Scott LaRock, he assembled many contemporary East Coast hip-hop rap stars of the time to record a song about anti-violence. With production assistance from bandmate D-Nice and Hank Shockley of the Bomb Squad, the product of the session was the chart-topping song called Self-Destruction. Great song, by the way. Very, very great song. However, in 1990, there was another song put out called We're All in the Same Gang. We're All in the Same Gang is a 1990 Grammy-nominated single by the West Coast Rap All-Stars, a collaboration of West Coast hip-hop artists who assembled for this song, which promoted an anti-violence message. Oh yeah. Now, let us be reminded, this was also at the time of the beginning of gangster rap, which unfortunately promoted a violent message. Yeah. Yeah. Now let's fast forward to 2012. April 19th, 2012. We're going to talk about a group of men who actually did try to stand up for the community and get things moving in the right direction. However, gentlemen, we know how this is going to end. And the group that I'm going to be talking about is the Detroit 300. Now, this article was published on the 19th of April, 2012. Family suing community active group Detroit police lawsuit filed by mother daughter claims members went too far interrogating them about a 9-month-old's death. Community active group, the Detroit 300, and Detroit police are under fire and facing legal actions from a mother and daughter who say their actions crossed the line. Jessica Brown and her mother, Stephanie, said the group took their fight for justice too far when it came to finding suspects in the murder of 9-month-old Derek Miller. The baby was shot and killed in February in a drive-by shooting as he slept on the couch of a home in Greenview. Quote, unquote, "I don't know anything about this poor baby. I don't know the mother," Jessica Brown said. The Browns have filed a lawsuit against the Detroit 300 and the Detroit Police Department. Quote, unquote, "My clients were teased. They were taunted. They were terrorized. And their civil liberties were trampled upon," said attorney Tracy Martin Henry. Now, when you look at the women who are talking about the Brown family, quote unquote, being mother and children in the Black community, what is one striking thing that you will notice? I'll leave that up to you to research. The lawsuit claims Jessica Brown was contacted by the Detroit 300 on Facebook, asking her to meet them at a local mall to talk about Miller's death. Now, why did they specifically ask for this woman? Well, come to find out that the vehicle used in the drive-by was actually connected to the Brown family. Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. So once again, whenever Black women want to talk about, "We need protection, we need to be protected," what they're really saying is they don't want to be critiqued on their behavior. Let's go ahead and be perfectly honest. When it comes to the Black community and Black women, it's all about bullying people to get off of them. When it's time for someone to critique them, "Oh, we're going to bully you. We're going to get you canceled." And when it comes to Black men, we already know. There's two things between good Black men and trying to correct the Black community. One, the very police that they say we need to protect them against, quote unquote, and the murderous mama's boy simp. Those are the two things that are standing between good Black men who actually want to get the community back to where it needs to be and the Black women who still want to run the Black community. Oh, I'm not done. I am not done. No, let's go ahead and round this out with an event that went down in 2019. early September 2019, community activist Tyrone Muhammad vandalized colored nails near 83rd Street and Stewart Avenue. The act was a culmination of multiple reports of Black women being disrespected by the establishment. Oh, heaven forbids, one of the most damning, or should I say damning things, excuse me, is to disrespect a Black woman. Oh my God, when you do that, you need to be automatically canceled. But what they really mean is they want to sick the attack dogs on you for hurting a Black woman's feelings. Anyway, customer Charmaine Jones told WGN9 the employees of Colored Nails told her to leave the store. Quote unquote, he told me to get out of his chair and he's not doing my nails. I changed my mind too much, Jones said. Smartphone video only captured a part of what happened to her as she left. As Jones proceeded to walk outside, the owner allegedly started to quote unquote push me, shove me, and hit me and attempt to bite me. Witnesses alleged Jones would often make intentional multiple changes to her request mid-job in an effort to justify paying less, stating how quote unquote unsatisfactory she was with the work. The salon also had problems with customers running out without paying and playing the victim when confronted by employees or the owner. That right there, gentlemen, is par for the course. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We all know this. When it comes to Black women, a lot of them have done this. And guess what? They hide behind the shield of quote unquote racism to pay less. Anyway, the salon also had a problem. And the very next day, Muhammad showed up to the store, warned everybody to get out, and proceeded to throw bricks at the store front's windows, shattering all of them. Quote unquote, if you see the tape, you'll see me going in, warning the sisters to clear the area, Muhammad said. We're pretty much at this point commandeering this place and any neighborhood store that disrespects our women and children. Muhammad was immediately arrested on site and charged with misdemeanor criminal damage to property. And just to add insult to injury, they made sure it was two Black female cops that arrested him. Other activists later returned to Colored Nails and found the establishment was even busier after the vandalism. Muhammad and other activists bitterly blamed African-American women for not complying with a mass boycott of the establishment. So, that is another golden bullet for any woman who wants to say, oh my God, Black men aren't protecting us. Black women need to be protected. I just gave you two crystal clear scenarios where Black men actually did step up and try to protect Black women and the community. And what happened? Those same Black women turned their backs on them. Mm-hmm. So, all in all, as the title of my video clearly demonstrates, the Black community is exactly where it wants to be. Period. Exactly. There's no hope. There's no hope. There will be no change. Even after so many articles have been put out talking about how Black wealth in 2050 is going to be damn near zero. So, hey, it is what it is. The Black community deserves to burn. Fellas, the ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. If you are a black man, an everyday average black man who's making $42,000 or $45,000 or whatever, the best thing you can do, leave. Leave the black community. Go somewhere else. Go to where there's a mixed community. And with all the information that's available, there is literally no excuse as to why you can't leave. No excuse. And when you do plan on leaving, do not say anything about it. Because if you think about it, if you say, you know what, I'm thinking about, you know, possibly moving somewhere else. Oh, man, why you leaving? You know, you can't leave the community, blah, 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 blah. The sabotage efforts will begin. No. Or say, hey, I'm going to think about moving out, you know, this date, you know, maybe a couple of months from then. I would say 30 days later, you leave. And when you leave under cover of darkness. Have all your plans set, where you're going to go, have everything set up in the new place, and bounce. Leave. Even to this day, black communities are still some of the most violent areas in this country. I can definitely, without any shadow of a doubt, say that it is self-inflicted, because the whole white supremacy and all that stuff, nah. White supremacy is not as prevalent now as it was back then. It is not. Nope. And besides, here's a grand question that I have for black men. How is it that black women say that they need to be protected from white supremacy, but once you get out of line with them, they have no problem using white supremacy to get you back in line, which is underneath them by their mindset? Yeah. Oh, the black community is very, very comical at this point. It's comical. But we also know this. The black community, by and large, has the mental capacity of children. Period. The things that the black community hold important are some of the most childlike things. Like for black men, unfortunately, it's swag. I gotta have my swag. I gotta look like this. However, let's go ahead and put this topic to bed with this. When the older generations, the old boomers and the old Gen X die out, that, in my humble opinion, is truly going to be the end of the black community. And with the passing of Kevin Samuels, that right there was a serious nail in the coffin. And I'm going to reiterate this. The black community is exactly where it wants to be, at the bottom. Dangerous. For some odd reason, to identify as quote unquote true black, there has to be a struggle. Hey, it is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. And black women in particular. The power, i.e. Big Daddy government, will go out. Feminism and all the fake protection that you think you have will go out right along with it. Because for those of us who truly see why there's such an influx in immigrants, guess what? The black population is about to be replaced. It is what it is. And the black community, unfortunately, brought it on itself. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.